This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. And I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I want to say thank you again to Karen for joining us from Natural Alternative, giving us some great information of what we can be doing with our ice melt, which one to use, and then on top of that, talking about protolizer. We had a little bit more time than we usually do to talk about protolizer, so I was excited to just try to talk about it as much as possible because it is such an awesome product. I mean, it just, there's so many things it does. You know, I was thinking about it. You can almost say, you know, want to say like, oh, what would be the things that it doesn't do? And well, that wouldn't take much time because it pretty much does everything when it comes to the plants. So, you know, it's not like we can just sit there and try to find it, you know, which way to talk about it because it does pretty much everything. So definitely something to be thinking about, you know, of for products to use. I would definitely look at their website. They have some great gift ideas. That's some of the cool stuff to think about too. So just wanted to throw it out there. We've also discussed a lot about poinsettias. Tomorrow is National Poinsettia Day. So that's pretty cool, right? So get some information about poinsettias, what to do with them, and how they're not just an annual, right? You might think of them as an annual, but they're not an annual. They can be used. They can be grown throughout the entire year and just keep on keeping on. So just something to think about that we could be doing with them this year versus just tossing them out afterwards. You can keep them. Don't have to do a lot during the months of January, February, March. Like, honestly, not much. So keep that in mind. It's just definitely something that easy. Anyways, our phone number here, excuse me, our 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And got about an hour left in the show. Plenty of time to give us a call. And we'll do what we can to help you out, like always. You know, we can, I want to touch again a little bit on the poinsettia. I find that, you know, the poinsettia is very interesting on, you know, discussing the, some of the origins, right, of the poinsettia. I think it's an incredible story. You know, there's the there's so many things that we could touch base on with that we'll touch base in a little bit on that. In the meantime, we have a phone call, so I want to get to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Beth is in Lansing.
Beth, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. We have red twig dogwoods, two different types, and we've never been able to have the twigs be the bright red that you see in the photos.
Okay.
Do you have a suggestion?
Now, what are you doing for fertilizer? Are you doing anything during the season?
I haven't.
You haven't? Okay. So this spring, what I want you to do is I want you to fertilize with a superphosphate. Okay? The superphosphate has the middle number that's higher than all the others. Okay? So I want you to do that as soon as the ground thaws in the spring. Okay, so what you'll do is, however wide the plant is, you will then fertilize at the drip line. So however wide it is, if it's, say it's wherever the branches kind of go out to, that's considered the drip line. So we're looking to do about 3 to 4 holes in the ground around it in order to get it into the ground and fertilize. You'll water it in. And then what I'd also like you to do is later on in the season, probably around like May or so, I want you to fertilize with a 10-10-10. Okay? So this 10-10-10 is an all-purpose fertilizer. It's something that can definitely work to help push some growth, but help feed it throughout the season. What this is going to do is it's that all-purpose. It's going to help give it something to build the nutrients, to build that red to it. Okay? So that's one of the things we need to take care of as well. From there, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Nothing.
From there, one of the things we're looking to do is also make sure it's consistently watered, right? The water, it sounds easy to do, but when we get into drought conditions, one of the things is when it dries out, it pulls some of the nutrients away from where it needs to be, and then it doesn't help the plant. So keeping it watered is a huge aspect as well during the season. And a couple of those combinations, you're definitely going to see a change in it for next season.
Thank you so much.
No problem. Hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I got about 45 minutes left in the show. Plenty of time to answer any of your questions. So call us. We'll do what we can to help you out. I was talking about the poinsettias, right? That was definitely something that it was very cool how it came to America by the U.S. ambassador to Mexico. Right? U.S. ambassador to Mexico came in, was down there, and this is the 1800s, and brought the plant back to the United States as a gift for the president. And from there, he actually brought it to his greenhouse in South Carolina and propagated it, got it going more. His name... The gentleman's name was Joel Roberts Poinsett. So he introduced the plant to the U.S. in 1825. Now, what's really interesting, right, is that, and I'd have to do some more research, is that plant's been around for centuries upon centuries before all of that. I'd really like to know what they called it before, right? Because we know it as the poinsettia, or poinsettia, however you want to say it. But it's pretty obvious that Joel Roberts Poinsett named this plant after himself. right? So I'm just wondering. It just kind of popped up. But anyways, look into the history of the poinsettia. Cool Mexican legends that the poor Mexican girl named Pepita, she couldn't afford a gift to offer at the altar or at the nativity scene. And so as she was walking to church, she pulled some weeds. And when she put them at the nativity scene, they transformed and bloomed into red flowers with beautiful leaves. It was a Christmas miracle. Pretty cool story. Like I said, they were being used for hundreds of years prior to that. The Aztecs used them to create a purple dye. They also put it into some of their medicines. So it goes to show that poinsettias are not poisonous, right? The poison thought process that we have is definitely not true. We need to realize that you would need to eat, a 50-pound child, ready, would need to eat 50 plants or so, right? So 500 flowers. So I really don't think it's going to hurt someone. And if you have that many poinsettias in your house, well, good for you. I don't think that's the case. Anyways, give us a call with questions, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, you know, we're thinking Christmas. I talked a lot last week about Christmas trees, but I want to make sure you all hear a little bit more. You know, there are still Christmas trees out there. The vendors still have them. So definitely, if you get a chance and you celebrate Christmas, and have them. You know, bring them. Go get them. There's plenty of time. You know, the one thing I'd, suggest doing is making sure you always get a fresh cut on the Christmas tree before you put it in water. We talked earlier with Natural Alternative about using their protolyzer in the water. You know, if you can't get a hold of the protolyzer, there's products out there like Prolong, right? Prolong's a good thing to add to the soil. Excuse me. Add to the water. And when you first get a Christmas tree, you want to use warm water, not boiling hot water. Warm water, so a little bit warmer than room temperature, to put into the base, and then place the tree in. Always recommend waiting to cut the rope or netting until you have the tree set up in the house, so it doesn't break everything on the way through. Definitely the biggest thing with Christmas trees is the first week it probably drinks like crazy. You should be checking it, you know, a couple times a day. But then after that, with a Christmas tree, it stops drinking. It just, all of a sudden, it's not taking up water. It's nothing you did. It's the plant is full. And that's what's going on, right? So definitely something to realize. The other thing is watering. You know, we used to use a 2 liter of like a Coke bottle, right? Back in the day, my father used to go through like, I swear it was like 3 or 4 bottles of Coke a day. You know, we wonder why he had diabetes, but I digress. Anyways, But the idea was we always use those and we'd fill them up and you'd have to get right under the tree and get into there. Well, they now make like funnels, these long little funnels that you can just fill from the top to fill in. And they make them green, so you can put them on the back of the tree. Nobody sees them but you. Then you don't have to bend over to get in there. That always was one of the worst things, is if you couldn't get in there, you'd have to, like, get all the way down, lay down, get under the tree. You'd accidentally rub up against it, and then all the needles would get down your back. You'd get out from under there, shake off, then the needles would be not only under the tree now, but they'd be all over the place, and then you'd have to vacuum and do all those things. So, you know, it's definitely helpful to do some things like that. So just throwing it out there, you know, take a look at the stands that you have, right? Don't get the smallest one possible. If they're saying that they can hold, you know, a 7-foot tree, don't get a 7.5-foot tree and think that it's going to be okay. Or right on 7 foot, I'd go to the next level up when it comes to a tree stand. They make so many different styles. One of my favorite out there is a little bit more expensive, but it's got a huge guarantee to it from the company. It's a Crinner stand. You put it on the ground. It's got a pedal. You step on the pedal, it opens it up. You place the tree in. You release the pedal, and everything just goes around it and grabs the tree and holds it and levels it off for you. So you're not doing all that work, because you know how it is. You get the screw on the side that you're twisting and twisting and twisting. And then if you have the metal one, well, one of them's rusted and it doesn't go so far. So you have to push it over a little bit. You know the drill. So, you know, that's a cool stand out there. It's a Crinner stand. You know, a little bit more expensive, but it'll last you a lifetime. Honestly, it's one of those great stands. They obviously don't make them like they used to. I remember the tree stand that my parents had, and I believe my mom still has it somewhere in the basement, is the old gray metal tin stand with the green legs. I think I remember growing up with that as long as I can remember. This tree stands now, like that Crinner is going to last you that long. Some of the plastic you might be replacing every few years. So just think about your choices when it comes to that and how much water they hold. Anyways, questions, call us. 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News.
Russian President Vladimir Putin once again drew international attention when he warned that if even one missile enters Russian territory, quote, hundreds of warheads will respond. Putin's comments comes just days after 3 separate drone strikes hit bases hundreds of miles within Russia's borders, an attack that Moscow blamed squarely on Ukraine. It's hot when it comes to inflation.
U.S. inflation remains hot. The producer price index, a measure of what companies get for their products in the pipeline, increased 0.3% for the month, but 7.4% from a year ago. From the USA Radio News, Washington, D.C. Bureau, I'm Victoria Idoni.
This is USA Radio News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, Nathan, did you say we had a call on the line?
Yep, Eddie's in Hyannis.
Eddie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick.
Good morning.
I have two questions for you.
Sure.
The first one, hibiscus. I have a hibiscus. It's almost a tree. It's about 12 feet tall. And I'm wondering when a good time to prune it down to about 6 or 7 feet might be.
Okay, now is this an outdoor hibiscus like the Rosa Sharon, or is it the houseplant type?
It is outside. It's about as tall as the roof line.
Okay. So the best time to prune one of those is after it's done flowering.
Okay,
so, I mean, you could, it usually gets done flowering end of August into September, October. And you could prune it down, right, some now, but just realize you might not get as many flowers as you have in the past.
That might not be such a bad thing, actually.
But, you know, you could do it now and just realize it's going to affect it a little bit. It's one of those things where when you do prune it, it's just going to force the growth elsewhere. So I think you could definitely, do it now. Just realize it's not going to get as many flowers.
All right. Second question, daffodils.
Yep.
I planted about 50 bulbs back about mid-September, and a few of them actually started sprouting about a month ago. Will they come up in the spring?
They should. What I'd look for you to do is I'd look for you to add some mulch or something over the top of those right now as an extra protection for them because... Excuse me. Because it is, it forced its growth, so you don't want it to do any damage to anything.
Right.
So you definitely want to, you want to cover it up, mulch, leaves, pine needles, whatever you can. Definitely worth doing.
Oh, I got millions of pine needles.
Yeah, and the pine needles aren't going to affect any of the pH or anything like that, so you should be fine, but definitely needs to cover with something.
All right.
All righty?
All right. Thank you very much, Patrick.
All right, Eddie, you have a great rest of your day.
And you as well.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We got a little under a half hour left in the show. I want to ask a favor of all of you. If you have some questions, I want you to email them to me so I can read them online, on air, when I do the show for Christmas, right? I'm going to pre-record the show on the 19th. So I'm going to remind you again next week. But any emails that I get in the next 10 days or so, less than 10 days, but 8 days or so, I'm going to try and answer them on the radio. It's going to help me with some of the topics that we can discuss going on. And don't fret, you don't have to listen on Christmas Day. You can go to our website at paulparent.com, and right on the top there, you can hit the button that says Listen Live or Podcast. The other thing is, you know, their email is at the bottom of the page. You could email us at paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. But just realize, if I get it in the next, you know, before the 19th, I am going to answer it on air. It's going to help me get some information out to you guys of what you're looking for, etc. So I'm going to be taping that Christmas show early. As I said earlier, and I've said it a few times, I am definitely not making my 7 and almost 5-year-old wait to open presents on Christmas Day so I can do the radio show. Family is just too important to me, so that's what we're doing, so keep that in mind on Christmas. And I'm sure a lot of you want to spend time with your family, and you can always just listen to that at another time. Anyways, phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, you know, it's still cold outside. It's going to be cold most of the day today with some snow later. I know I've mentioned it a few times, but this is the perfect type of disturbance, as I'm calling it, or snowstorm, to pre-treat with ice melt. So definitely do that tonight. We do have a call on the line, so let's get into it. Nathan, who's up next?
Eddie is in Yarmouth.
Eddie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well. All right. How are you?
Doing great, thank you. Love the little snowstorm we had this morning.
Yeah.
I'm still wearing shorts, but oh well. Quick question. I don't need to stay on the line to listen to the answer.
Okay.
I did this year to prune back my hydrangeas at the end of the season. I still have dead flowers on the tops of them. Is there anything I can do or should do?
Now, is it the white hydrangea or the blue hydrangea?
They're blue, and I have actually, they're more of a purple color.
Okay.
Hydrangeas, and I do have one blue.
Okay. So those guys, you can cut the flower heads off if you would like, just so that, you know, if we have any winter storms that are heavy, as we've had in the past, it doesn't break those branches lower, open up the door for pathogens, etc. So those can be cut and cleaned up. Once the ground really freezes, which we're pretty much there, but not 100%. I would add some pine needles, some mulch, some leaves, something around the base of the plant to help protect it for the winter as well.
Okay.
Another thing you could do, I don't know if you've used wilt proof on anything?
No, you could, I haven't.
So if you do have it, you could spray some of the tips on the hydrangea to keep the moisture in the plant. Not necessary not necessarily necessary, if that makes sense.
It does.
So it's just some, those are some of the things. Other than that, honestly, just kind of let it be.
Okay.
Let it do its thing.
All right, will do. Excellent. I thank you for the advice.
No problem. You have a great rest of your day, Eddie.
You too, and Merry Christmas to you and your family.
You as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, our phone number, 855-660-4261. We've got about 15 minutes, a little bit, yeah, about that, or so left in the show. So you can call us. We'll do everything we can to help you out today. We'll be back next week as well to answer your questions. So give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we've got plenty of time to be still thinking Christmas, getting some Christmas items, talking about poinsettias. We've been talking about it a lot, getting poinsettias in there, into the house. You know, other flowering plants, flowering orchids, kalanchoe or calanchoe, depending upon how you want to say it. There's chrysanthemums that are flowering this time of year, cyclamen, Christmas cactus, paper whites, amaryllis. I mean, there's a number of other flowering plants out there that you could be using this time of year to brighten up your home and just something to... something to look at during the season, during the winter seasons, because there's not a lot that goes on during these months, right? I talked about it a number of times. We look to just kind of let the plants go during the winter, just not have to fertilize them, not have to do as much, but you might as well get some that have a little bit of color, right? Or go to some of the foliage plants. Look at some of the foliage plants that you might enjoy at home, you know, all different shades, colors, sizes. I mean, you know, croton is a great one. That one is one. Fiddleleaf fig, right? Philodendrons, pothos that come in so many different colors and they're so easy to grow, right? Those are some things to try and do. You know, it's so many different houseplants. I could sit here and name all day, but it's just not going to. There's time doesn't permit it. But I really think that, you know, using tropicals in your home is going to help you feel even better in the home throughout the season. Plants are just, they're known to help us feel better and breathe better, help with the oxygen levels, help with so many different things. So definitely if you, you know, we're looking for something, look, go to your local greenhouse, walk around. Tropical houseplants are a huge thing during the months of January, February, and March. But greenhouses, one of our favorite sayings that I always loved to hear was it's always 70 degrees in the greenhouse during the winter months. So if we're snowing and it's cold, go to a greenhouse and just warm yourself up. Pretty good stuff. So anyways, phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And not a lot of time left. We've been talking a lot about Christmas items. You know, one of the other things that you should look at doing, and you probably already know this, for gifting ideas, that gardener in your life, get them a gift certificate to your local garden center. Give them something to think spring already with. Now we got another call on the line. So Nathan, who's up next?
Chris is in New Hampshire.
Chris, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
I have a question about geraniums. I've got one that's pretty leggy, and I've trimmed geraniums before. What's the best way to start the cuttings? I've done both water and soil.
Okay, so cuttings for the geraniums.
Yes.
You know, it's six of this, kind of half a dozen of another on it.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, the way that I think the long term is the easiest is putting them right into soil myself.
Okay.
That way, you know, you're not putting them in water, forcing some of the growth, and then putting them into soil again and maybe disturbing some of the roots there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think the best way, you know, get the soil, get a rooting hormone, some sort of rooting powder to add to the plant, and dip it in water first, then put the rooting hormone on top of it, and then place it right into the soil. I think that would be, you know, be tremendous for the plant to get going. Usually can take about 10 to 15 days before it really starts growing. And so I'd want you to, you know, you don't have to do a lot of watering for this. It's not one where you would have to water every day, because it's just getting into its soil. So it hasn't developed the roots and everything. So you don't have to do a lot to it at first. Alrighty?
Okay, and do it in its own pot, not in the pot I cut. Okay.
No, its own container, definitely, so it can form its own root system.
Thank you.
All right, have a great one, Chris.
You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye. We'll be back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9 pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
Did you lose your beautiful, expensive trees and shrubs last year due to the cold, snowy winter season? Bonide Will Stop is the answer. It's all natural, and this product will protect your trees and shrubs over a harsh winter. Its coating will prevent drying out, getting winter burn and transplant shock. Wind burn and salt damage, sealing the moisture in, and dry cold damage wins out. Wilt Stop.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR.
EMDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We do have a call on the line, so I want to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Oh, give me a second.
All right. We're going to give Nathan a second. I am going to take this opportunity to remind you, email me so that when I do the live taping of the show, I have questions to talk about on the on Christmas Day there. So emails paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. Definitely, sooner the better. But anything that I get in the next 8-9 days, I'm not going to answer until that point anyways. So please email us there, and then you can listen on on Christmas, or go to our website at paulparent.com, listen to the old podcast to get your answers. So that should be good to help with some of those answers, and you're going to do me a favor by doing that, so thank you. We're just a couple minutes left in the show. We're definitely already thinking. No, we're thinking Christmas, and when I say already, we're thinking Christmas because that's what it is right now. It's Christmas time. We're going to enjoy the season. Hopefully you get to do the same, with your, whichever holiday you are celebrating, to enjoy. So we're definitely, wrapping up the show here. We've done a lot about poinsettias. Tomorrow is National Poinsettia Day, so that's pretty cool. We've talked a bit about Christmas trees. We've talked about, some other flowering plants. So definitely, you know, enjoy the season, this season with some flowering plants. There's so many options because once we kind of get to January, February, and March, we kind of let our plants go dormant. There's not a lot of things that are flowering that we're saying, oh, you know, I want this right now. It's a lot of foliage type plants. So I just want to bring it up to you guys and say, all right, hey, flowering plants, get them now. Get them now versus waiting because once January, February, March hits, it's a lot of foliage that's out there. And remember, poinsettias can be used as a, kind of biannual. They come back each year as long as you take care of them. They can actually be like a perennial, to be honest, and you just need to take care of them. Month by month, there are things to do. Really, the easiest thing about a poinsettia is after the first couple months, you don't have to do anything. Kind of just let them go. Let them do their thing for January, February, March. And then April is a dormant period. May, we start to do some pruning on them. June, bring them outside so they can get some of the sun and a little bit of shade here and there. And then July, we prune them again. Let them kind of do their thing. August, September, we're just pinching back a little bit. September 1st, they come inside. October 1st, they go into their cold, not cold, their dark period, if you will. That way they can be forced to bloom. And then mid-November, December, take them out. They're ready to go. So a lot to it, but it's not as hard as we make it out to seem sometimes. So I just want to throw that out there that poinsettias are not just a one-and-done type plant. So hopefully you can enjoy them throughout the year. Again, I'll remind you, email me with questions for the 19th show that on the 19th that I'm doing because I am looking to the 19th is not even a Sunday, it's a Monday. I'm doing a taping. I'm just looking for some questions to answer for you guys during that time frame. So email me, paulpgardenclub@gmail.com, and that way we can have some cool questions to answer out there. So anyways, we're 40 seconds away from being done with the show. I appreciate all the calls today. Appreciate everyone listening, as always. Hopefully you get some time to enjoy the season that is upon us, and that you get to enjoy family as well. We will be back next week. Next week is the 18th, so we'll have one more live show before Christmas, and then after that, we'll have a taping. But in the meantime, get out there, or in there, plant something, be good to each other. That's all we got. It's that time of year. Be good to each other. We'll talk to you soon.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.